This is Bhajan Rahasyam. October 25th, and we're discussing this Astayam Sadhana, which is the last chapter of Bhajan Rahasyam, chapter 8, which parallels the Nisha Leela of Radha and Krishna, Ratri Leela, which is in the evening time from 10:48 in the evening until 3:36 in the morning, when Radha and Krishna are enjoying their most confidential and intimate pastimes and conjugal vilas, rati vilas, ras lila, etc. This verse that represents Ashtayam Sadhana, which is called Prem Bhajan, the level of serving and worshipping Radha and Krishna by a devotee has attained prema, prema pamartha mahan, is based on this last verse of Shikshastakam. Ashlishyava paratam panashtamam adarshanam mamatam karotiva yata tata va vidadati lampato mat prananatasya sevanapura. This verse is spoken by Srimati Radharani in her mood of indifference and separation from Krishna. And the same verse came from the mouth of Lord Chaitanya 500 years ago in the Gambira, and then completely wrapped and absorbed in the mood of Radharani's Mahabhav. Mahaprabhu started to give an explanation about this verse, about how much, and revealing in that revelation, or in that speaking, Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, and Radha Bhav, totally absorbed in Radha's Bhav, he started to speak like Radharani. Like sometimes you see these tantrics or these different type of mediums and psychic people, they absorb themselves in some other identity, and they start speaking in tongues, or they start speaking like someone else, and sometimes a man will even start speaking in a woman's voice. But in this case, Lord Chaitanya, he's speaking directly like Radharani because he's totally absorbed. Krishna wanted to experience Radharani's Mahabhav. So now he is experiencing Radharani's Mahabhav. And now, while Lord Chaitanya is experiencing this, and then we're hearing and learning about the intense love of Radharani's heart. So we're reading from chapter 20 of Antilila, where Radharani is explaining about this verse. What does it actually mean, this verse? Because the verse, we know the verse, Krishna says, or Radharani is saying, let Krishna tightly embrace me, or let him trample me or break my heart by not showing himself to me. He's a debauchee, he's a lampat, he's a playboy. He can do whatever he likes. But still, he alone and nobody else is the Lord of my life. In other words, whether he's with me or without me, or he loves me or leaves me, or makes me or breaks me, or saves me or drowns me, or makes me happy or makes me cry, it doesn't matter what he does to me. He can take me in any direction. Still, he's my Prananath. In every situation, in any situation, always and forever, Krishna is the Lord of my life. And that fact is unbreakable. It can never be changed. That's the verse, Ashlishyava Paratam Panashtamam. And then Radharani, Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Dev, goes on to explain how deep she feels, how deep Radharani feels about that. Because after all, she's saying that Krishna's a lumpat. She says, lumpata. Yatatata va vidadatu lampato. Lampat means playboy, debauchee, who mixes with other women. Not very much appreciated by women. If their lover mixes with other women, they don't usually like it. And vice versa. The man has a lady, he wouldn't like his lady mixing with other men too much. Also, similar feelings. When Radharani says, we heard yesterday, we left off, that if Krishna, he's attracted by the beauty of some other gopi, and he wants to enjoy her, but he's unhappy because she's playing unfavorable, or he cannot get her, then I will go to that gopi myself. I will fall down at her feet, and I will catch her hand, and I will beg her, please, I'll take her hand, come with me. I will bring her to Krishna. So he can enjoy her and feel happiness in her company. This is the extent of Radharani's love, inconceivable. And if some beloved gopi shows anger towards Krishna, Krishna is very satisfied. Indeed, he's very pleased by being chastised by such a gopi. And when a gopi shows pride, then Krishna really enjoys that pride. Man, manini radha. Yata yogya kare man, Krishna tate sukapan, chari man apasarane. So when he breaks that pride, that man bhanga lila, Krishna so much enjoys. Text 55, chapter 20, Radharani goes on to explain the meaning of this verse, Shikshastakam. This is Radharani giving a tika on the Shikshastakam of Lord Chaitanya. Se nari jiye kene, Krishna marma vyata jane, tabo Krishna kare ghada rosh, nija sukhe mone kaja, paduka tare shira vaja, Krishna matra chaye santosh. Why does a woman continue to live who knows that Krishna's heart is unhappy? And why does she still show her deep anger towards Krishna? She must be interested in her own happiness. I condemn such a woman to be struck in the head with a thunderbolt, for we simply want the happiness of Krishna. So Radharani is condemning those lovers of Krishna that become angry towards Krishna, and then they hold on, they don't abandon their anger, they keep their man, and they're playing hard to get. And they know that Krishna is unhappy, that Krishna really wants to meet with them and be with them, but they don't want to secede. They don't want to surrender to Krishna's wishes because they're more attached to their own position, and they're relishing Krishna's unhappiness. They're finding happiness in maintaining their anger. So Radharani criticizes such a gopi, such a woman. What is this? She's not yielding to Krishna's wish. She's maintaining her haughty attitude, her pouting attitude, her sulky attitude. What is this woman? She should get struck down with a thunderbolt. A thunderbolt should strike her head and crack her in two for this lack of surrender to Krishna's happiness. I don't know about them, but I only want the santosh. I only want the satisfaction and happiness of Krishna. Ye gopi mora kare dweshe Krishna kare santosh. Krishna jare kare avilash. Muitara gare jana tare sevan dasihana. Tave mora sukhera ulas. Radharani goes on. If a gopi envious of me satisfies Krishna and Krishna desires her, I shall not hesitate to go to the house and become her maidservant, for then my happiness will be awakened. It's very difficult to go and serve someone that is envious of you or that you're envious of. Just imagine. Because service means expression of love on one level. Of course, it can be a paid servant or a slave. Then it's simply forced. If you willfully and voluntarily serve someone without being coerced or beaten or paid, then that service must be motivated by something more than monetary encouragement or being beaten by a stick. Argumentum ad bachelum. That service must be coming from a plane of that you want to, that you are desirous of service. Prabhupada said bhakti is, Prabhupada used to tell the managers of preachers and ISKCON and managers, don't kill the spontaneous feelings of service in the devotees. You should always kindle and encourage the spontaneous feelings that the devotees have for serving. This is bhakti. It's a voluntary expression. Oh, I've received so much from my guru. I've received and benefited so much from this temple or these devotees. They've helped me so much with their guidance, their friendship, their love, their concern, their giving of prasadam and gifts. I feel indebted. I feel grateful. I feel motivated to return their love by rendering some voluntary service. Oh, Prabhu, I've been coming to the temple for some time. Can I render some service? Can I? Oh, acha, you want to serve Krishna? Yes. Why do you want to serve? Oh, I just feel like I want to. Oh, then that's very good. So then they engage them. The Radharani is saying that a gopi is actually envious of me because for whatever I represent to her, maybe I'm more beautiful, maybe I'm more expert in service, maybe Krishna likes me more, whatever. She's envious of me. But somehow she does something very wonderful and she satisfies Krishna. And I see that Krishna is desiring her. I will go right to her house. I'll say, hey, gopi, let me serve you. Because somehow Krishna is favoring you instead of me. And okay, you were envious of me, but somehow he's paying attention to you. So let me serve you, because you're his favorite now. So let me render some service to you. Because I know that if you're happy, then Krishna will be happy in your association, and that will give me happiness, to see Krishna deriving happiness from you. So just see the depth of Radharani's love, the transparency of her mind and the purity of her heart. She's willing to go to that extent to serve someone who's even envious of her. Very inconceivable, especially from our plane. And then Mahaprabhu and Radhabhav, she introduces that concept. This is like a concept. Now she gives a pastime. It's like tattva vichar, consideration of principle, tattva, truth, philosophy. And then example, lila vichar. Lila vichar means the example, the pastime, the anecdote, which illustrates the point of philosophy. The Bhagavad Gita is full of philosophical points and axioms, philosophical axioms and truths, siddhanta. And the Bhagavatam describes those points in different stories and pastimes, illustrates the Bhagavad Gita. So Radharani says, yes, it's like this. I'll go and serve this person. Now she cites a pastime from the Markandeya Puran and Padma Puran in a brief form. She says, Kushti viprera ramani pati vrata shiromani pati lagi kaila veshyara seva stambila suryera gati jayela mrita pati tushta kaila mukyatina deva. Once upon a time, there was the wife of a brahmana suffering from leprosy. So the husband of this Brahmin lady, he was dying of leprosy. He was becoming all disfigured and so many worms and sores all over his body and just decaying, and all the limbs of his body were melting off his bones, and his nose is melting off, and his ears are melting off, and his fingers are dropping off. Every few days another digit would fall off his body, one by one. His body was disintegrating before her very eyes. But this wife, she is Pativrata Shiromani, as we heard about Lakshmi Devi was being described as Pativrata Shiromani, the crest jewel of all women, who is chaste women, who follows a vow of serving her husband till death do them part. And she was the topmost of all chaste women. She went and served the prostitute to satisfy her husband. And by the power of this, of her sati brat, to what extent she would go to faithfully serve the whims and wishes of her husband, she attained such power that she was able to control a teen deva, Tushta Kaila Mukya Teen Deva. There's 33 crores of demigods, which are represented by three and 33. So the three Mukya Deva are Vishnu, Shiva, and Brahma. And because of this, she stopped the movement of the sun, she brought her dead husband back to life, and she satisfied the three principal demigods, Mukya Teen Deva, Vishnu, Brahma, Maheshwara, Shiva. Once upon a time, there was a Brahmin suffering from leprosy, but he had a very chaste and faithful wife. That Brahmin, leprotic Brahmin, desired to enjoy the company of a prostitute. And therefore his wife went, but he was a poor Brahmin, didn't have the money to pay for the prostitute. Therefore, his wife went to the prostitute and became her maidservant. And when she went there, the prostitute said, "You are a Brahmani? And you're coming to serve me? This is rather strange. You're representing the highest class of lady. You are the Shiromani amongst ladies in society, Pativrata Shiromani. You are the crest jewel, and what am I? I'm a lowest of ladies, society girl, call girl. I am not a very highly respected woman in the culture, in the society, a prostitute, Vaishya." It says Vaishya, and Vaishyara Seva. And Vaishya means a prostitute. Vaishyara Seva. And you want to do Vaishyara Seva, service to a prostitute? Why? What? Do you want some money? You want some necklace? A diamond necklace? You want some gold? And she said, "No, I don't want anything. I just want to serve you. No payment." All right. She became her maidservant just to draw the prostitute's attention for her husband's service. After some time, the prostitute became very pleased with the service of this Brahmani, and she said, "What is it that you want?" And she said, "Actually, my husband, my Brahmin husband, he is dying of leprosy, but he has a very strong desire to associate and meet with you. And I'm serving you because I could never afford to pay for you, nor he, but this is the desire of my husband." So then the prostitute said, "All right, I agree. I will associate with your husband." The wife brought the... Then because her leprotic husband, his toes had melted off by this time, and so had his feet. This story is actually summarized here, but I have the Padma Purana in English. The wife carried her husband on her back, which is not so easy, especially if he's, you know, he's Punjabi. No, he's quite healthy. Now the wife carried the husband on the back, and that's quite not so easy. Generally, husbands are at least one third heavier or bigger than the wife. That's just the way men and women are. Usually, some difference. She carried with great difficulty. She carried her leprotic husband to the house of the prostitute. When that leper, the sinful son of a Brahmin, saw the chastity of his wife, then he gave up his sinful intentions. While coming home, however, what had happened was, the wife said, "My dear husband, I know for so many years you have expressed a desire to enjoy with Lakshahira." Is it Lakshahira? The prostitute that takes, you know, 1 lakh or a diamond necklace or whatever, Lakshahira. "I know you've expressed a desire oftentimes that you wanted to enjoy with that prostitute. And it's impossible because we don't have the money. We're poor Brahmins. But what I've done secretly, I've taken her employment and I've gained her favor. She's willing to meet with you." So then the wife told the Brahmin that, he couldn't believe it, and then she said, "Please get on my shoulders, I'll take you there." So when she brought her husband to the house of the prostitute, as the story is told fully, here it's summarized. Then the man was crying. So then the prostitute just came out, and she looked at him. She just glanced at him. And he looked, and he started crying, and he was so apologetic to his wife and begging forgiveness, causing her so much distress, and he completely abandoned that desire and abandoned all his sinful intentions. But some little trick of fate, on the way home from that prostitute's house, by chance, that Brahmin brushed against the body of Markandeya Rishi, who is a very powerful rishi. So then he cursed that leprotic Brahmin and said, "You stupid, why don't you be more careful? I curse you to die by sunrise." But that woman, that Brahmani, that Patibrata Shiromani Brahmani, that wife of that leprotic Brahman, she had a lot of tapabalam. She had a lot of spiritual strength. So when she heard about the curse from this Markandeya Rishi, she took a brat. She took a sankalpa. I vow that the sun will no longer rise, and therefore no one will take my husband away from my eyes. Because of her strong determination to serve her husband, the Mukyatin Deva, the three chief demigods, Vishnu, Brahma, and Shiva, they were very happy, and they gave her the benediction that her husband would be cured and brought back to life. The example is given herein to emphasize that a devotee should engage himself exclusively for the satisfaction of Krishna without personal motives. That will make his life successful. The story, of course, is highly abbreviated. But what happened was that she took this vow that Markandeya Rishi said, I curse your husband because he brushed against me with his leprosy, which is highly contagious. You can get it that way. So then he said, you stupid fool, I curse you to die by sunrise. And then she took a vow to make the sun wouldn't rise, because the sun doesn't rise, it's always dark, and her husband will never die, at least for some time. There's allotted time. The curse would be ineffectual. The Mukyatin Deva came, said, listen, you're very powerful, and we have to do two things here. The sun has to rise tomorrow, and your husband has to live. Because you don't want the sun to rise, because the sun rises, your husband's dead. So your aspiration is that your husband lives. So let me tell you a win-win situation. So the Mukyadeva said, you let the sun rise, you withdraw your curse, the sun will rise, but your husband will die for 1 minute. But by our power, because we also have power, you have power not to make the sun rise. But that won't be so good for everybody else, because they want the sun to rise. So your power will be upheld. I mean, will be honored, because you're expressing your power to save the life of your husband. So we will do that. So what's what happened? The sun rose, her husband died for a second. Then Vishnu just said, Jiva, Jiva Tatastra or whatever. Live or whatever. Jivana Marana, Marana Jivano, Jivano Tatastra, or Jivato Bhavato. And then a minute later he woke up and he was alive. The sun was up and the husband was up and everybody was up. So Radharani is saying, this is the story. I'll become a maidservant of some other gopi if she's envious of me. Just like this Brahmani. That's why she said this, because she knew about this story, and then she told this story. Krishna mora jivana, Krishna mora pranadana, Krishna mora pranera paran, ridayo paridaran, sevakari suki karan, e mora sadarahi dhyan. Krishna is my jivan, my life and soul. He is a treasure of my life, mora pranadan, pranera paran. He's the very life of my life. Hriday upari taran. Daran, I always hold him on my heart. In my heart. Sevakari suki karan. I give him suki. I give him happiness. And I please him by my seva. E mora sada rahi dhyan. I'm always meditating like this. This is my constant meditation. Well, this is a very good meditation for everyone. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dana Pran. Shadavan Janahe, Shadavan Janahe. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has one bhajan. He says, O men of faith, O bhaktas. Bhakta means a man of faith. And Krishna Bhakta means a Shadavan, one who possesses faith. Ado Shada Tata Sara Sangha Bhajan Kriya Narta Nivriti Tata Anishta Tata Ruchi. A devotee of Krishna must be a man of faith. He must possess faith, and more faith becomes more and more devotion, more and more devotion becomes more and more surrender, attachment, and finally bhava and prema. Immature prema is shraddha. Mature shraddha is bhava. And fully condensed and mature bhava is Krishna prema. As Radharani is praying and aspiring and meditating, sada dhyan, he mora sada rahe dhyan. I'm always remaining in this meditation. We can see this verse where Radharani is revealing her meditation, and she's revealing her heart through the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the ideal teacher in this regard, teaching us Purvarag Bhajan and Vipralamba Seva. And we can also pray, oh Krishna Mora Jivan, Krishna Mora Pranadan. Oh Krishna, oh Radharani, please bless me that Krishna Mora Pranadan, Krishna Mora Jivan. Please bless me that Krishna becomes my life and soul, the treasure of my life. Let Krishna be the very life of my life. Mora Pranera Paran. Ridai Upari Dharan. I always hold Krishna in my heart, Seva Kari Sukhi Karan. And I try to please him. Sevakari, sevakar, sevaka, sevaka, sadak. I always try to please him by doing service. Kanta seva sukapura sangama haite sumadura tati shakshi lakshmi takurani narayana ridisati tavupara sevaya mati sevakari dasi avimani. Service to the lover. Service to my lover is the home of happiness and is more sweet than direct union with him. Kanta seva sukapura sangama haita sumadura. She's saying that seva suk pura, I get complete happiness by kanta seva, by serving Krishna, by serving my lover, Krishna Kanta. Kanta seva sukapura. This is the Pura. Pura means like Puri. Jagannath Puri means city, the abode of. The abode of, or it also means Puran, complete, Purna. But it means city. It means this is the home, the abode of happiness. What happiness? Serving one's beloved. But my lover, Sangama Haite, he finds more happiness. He finds so much happiness in union. But I find more happiness in serving than in direct union. The goddess of fortune is evidence of this. Although she constantly lives on the heart of Narayan, she wants to serve Krishna's lotus feet. She therefore considers herself a maidservant and serves him constantly. Narayana riddhi stiti tabu para sevaya mati sevakari dasi abhimani. Her abhiman, her self-conceit, her mentality, her inner thought, her inner consideration or outlook is that I'm Dasi, Sevadasi. I want to be Krishna's Sevadasi. That is my Pada Sivaya Mati. Her thought, her conception is just to serve Krishna's feet. Service to my lover is the home of happiness and is more sweet than direct union with him. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, is evidence of this. Although she constantly lives on the heart of Narayan, she wants to render service to his lotus feet. She considers herself a maidservant and serves him constantly. E Radhara Vachan Vishuddha Prema Lakshan Ashwadaye Sri Gaurarai Bhave Mana Nahi Stira Satvike Vyape Sharira Manadeya Dharananjaya. These statements by Srimati Radharani show the symptoms of pure love for Krishna. Vishuddha Prema Lakshan. Vishud Prem Lakshan, the characteristics, the symptoms, the attributes of Vishud, Vishesh Shud, a very special type of pure love for Krishna, only found in the Braja Gopis. Mahaprabhu is showing that, he's tasting it. Aswadye si Gaurarai, 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 he's tasting this. And that ecstatic love, his mind was unsteady. Transcendental love spread throughout his entire body. He could not sustain his body and mind. Man deya dharana. He couldn't hold up his mind anymore. And body. He couldn't stand straight. He couldn't stand on. stand up. He was collapsing under the heavy weight of that prema, Vishuddha Prem. Brajera Vishuddha Prem, Jena Jambo Narahim, Atma Sukhera Jahannahi Ganda, Se Prema Janate Loke, Prabhu Kaila Esh Loke, Parikala Artara Nirbanda. Krishna Kaviraj says, Brajera Vishuddha Prem. Somehow it doesn't come off in English very well. The pure devotional service in Vrindavan. Braja Vishuddha Prem. Somehow Braja Vishuddha Prem sounds like something special. Vishuddha Prem, that special, a very special type of pure love that's found in Braj, is like a golden particles in the Jambu River. Jaina Jambu Nadahima. In Vrindavan, there is not a trace Atma Sukh Nahi Ganda. There's not a scent. There's not the slightest scent or fragrance or smell or trace of one's personal satisfaction. Atma Sukh Jahan Nahi Ganda. Not even the slightest fragrance of one's physical pleasure independent of Krishna, or mental pleasure or sensual pleasure independent of Krishna. Not a drop. It is to advertise such pure love. Janata. Janata Lok. Janata Loke. Prabhu. It is to advertise such pure love in this material world that Mahaprabhu has written the previous verse and explained its meaning. The verse is Ashla Shiva Parvatam. So why did Lord Chaitanya speak and utter this Shikshastakam with all these outpourings of ecstatic bliss, and why he's explaining it? It's to show the world, to show Radha's praying to the world, show the display and exhibit the highest standard of pure love before the eyes of the scrutinizing public or discriminative public. This is it. Everyone talks about love, 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 love. Pure love, pure love, pure love. What is pure love? Who is the abode of pure love? What are the characteristics and qualities of pure love? This is it. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to show Radharani's ecstatic prem, her pure love. And we're getting an opportunity to read about it, and to hear about it, and to think about it, and to meditate upon it, and reflect upon it, and hopefully attain a drop of that pure love. To attain a drop of Radharani's pure love means to become her Paliyadasi. If you don't understand the master, you can't become the servant. The proper servant understands the mind of the master. The proper servant understands the heart of the master. The proper servant understands the desires of the master. The proper servant understands the direction of the master. So to be a Paliyadasi of Radharani, a Manjri, a Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, is a Manjri. Rupa Manjri, Rati Manjri, Labanga Manjri, Kasturi Manjri, Manjulali Manjri. They understand. They understand the heart of Radharani, the mind of Radharani, the desire of Radharani, the direction Radharani wants to move. They understand that. So understanding means knowing. Knowing means knowledge. Gyan and Vigyan. So how do we get this knowledge? From Radharani herself. If you want to know me best, you can have some observation of me. But if you want to really know me, then ask me. And I'll tell you about me. Because no one knows you better than yourself. You may be guarding, and you may be reluctant to reveal yourself to others. So Radharani is saying, I'm not hiding anything. It's an open book. My heart is an open book. I've opened my heart to the entire world. Radharani has opened her heart to the entire world in the pages of Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radharani's heart is being opened here, revealed. This is how I think about Krishna. This is how I feel about Krishna. This is how I serve Krishna. And if you want to assist me, if you want to assist me in my thinking about Krishna, if you want to assist me in my feelings for Krishna, if you want to assist me and nourish me and help me in my services to Krishna, because that's what it means to be my servant, my dasi, my paliyadasi, I will protect you, I will take care of you, I will shelter you under my feet, I make you my paliyadasi mandri, but you have to become tadatmika with my actions and tadatmika with my feelings, my bhav, my desire, my movements, my direction, my heart. So they say that the mantras are the reflections of the heart of Srimati Radharani. The mantras are the rays. The mantras are the rays of Radharani's heart. And the kiran, the rays of light, the rays of love emanating from Radharani's heart are her mantras and sakis. And the mantras, those rays have a function. The rays of light emanating from the sun, they come to this planet. The whole sun doesn't come to this planet. If the whole sun comes to this planet, then we're Haribo, we're toasted. We all become a big piece of earth toast. The whole earth becomes a piece of toast, or let's say a bhatti, like one of Sanatana Goswami's round balls, wheat balls that he offered to Madan Mohan. Becomes one toasted ball. Earth toast. Very interesting product name. Earth toast. But the whole sun doesn't come. Only a few pencil rays come. Surya Kiran. And a few of those pencil rays fall on this planet Earth and maintain the entire life of the Earth. So the few of the pencil rays from Radharani's heart, they come out. And those rays from her heart, those Prem Kiran, are the mantras, the sakis. Mantras are pran sakis, nitya sakis, and they have a function, as the rays emanating from the sun have a function. So the mantras, they're carrying that ray of Radharani's love. And they illuminate Krishna's heart with their seva, and they illuminate the pathway to Radharani with their directions, and they illuminate the opportunities for Krishna to attain Radharani's sangam by their service. This is the role of the mantras. So Krishna came as Radharani. Krishna came in the mood of Radharani and the kanti of Radharani as Mahaprabhu to advertise and to show this type of love to the world, which has never been shown or given before. He mata Mahaprabhu bhavavishtahan pralapa karila tat shloka padiya. Overwhelmed by ecstatic love, Mahaprabhu bhavavishta. He was totally absorbed, avesh. Bhavavishta, what kind of bhav? Mahabhavavesh. He was completely enveloped by, surrounded by, submerged in, covered by, immersed in Radharani's Mahabhav, Mananakya Mahabhav. He mata Mahaprabhu bhavavishtahan pralap karila tat shloka padiya. And absorbed in Radharani's Mananakya Mahabhav, one of the aspects of our Mahabhav is Divyonmad. Divyonmad. Unmata. Unmata Mahabhav. Divya, transcendental. Topmost level of transcendental madness. And this is and then in that, then Pralap Karila. And started speaking all kinds of crazy words. Mahabhu spoke like a madman and recited suitable verses. Purve yashta shloka kari loka shiksha dila se ashta shlokerat apane ashwadila. Mahabhu formerly composed these 8 verses of Shikshastakam to teach the people in general. Now in Radhabhav Mahabhav, Mahabhu is personally tasting the meaning of these verses, which are called the Shikshastakam. Now this is the Shruti fall. Antilila 3:20-65. Antilila chapter 20 verse 65. Prabhura Shikshashtak Shloka Jepare Shune Krishna Prema Bhakti Tara Bhare Dine Dine. Krishna Prema Bhakti Tara Bhare Dine Dine. Krishna's Kaviraj Kasturi Manjari Nityapran Sakhi Vradharani is telling, if anyone recites or hears these 8 verses of instruction, Shikshashtakam, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what will happen if you hear about these every day, dine dine, day after day, if you hear these or chant these? Then Krishna Prema Bhakti Tara, Bhara, day after day, his ecstatic love and devotion for Krishna will increase day by day. Yadya piha prabhu koti samuja gambhir nana bhava chandrodhaya hayena ashtir. Although Mahaprabhu is as deep and grave as millions of oceans, koti samuja gambhir, when the moon of his various emotions arises, he becomes restless. Nana bhava chandrodhaya Hayena Ashtir. The moon rises over the ocean, and when the ocean feels the effect of those moon rays on the Purnima, the ocean becomes agitated. The waves rise higher, the tide rises higher, the waves crash higher with more force, and the ocean appears to be groaning under the influence of the rays of the full moon. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living by the ocean in Puri, the Indian Ocean, or no, rather the Bay of Bengal, and he felt identity there, that this vast body of water, it's quite large like an ocean, the Bay of Bengal, this is like the ocean of Ras, Koti Samudra Gambhira. Very interesting. Koti Samudra Gambhira. This chapter is all about Gambhira Leela. Gambhira Leela is Lord Chaitanya's, the last 6 years of his ecstatic internal life, the last 6 years of his ecstatic internal life and solitary bhajan in the Gambhira, tightly packed in the association of Lita Vishaka, Surav Damodar and Rai Ramanand in a dark depths of the Gambhira, which is representing the Koti Samudra Gambhira, the fathomless deep ocean of his love and his bhavas. Nana Bhava Chandradhai. When the moon rises, so when the moon of Krishna, of Mahaprabhu's emotions would rise, Bhav Chandradhaya, when the moon of his rising emotions would rise, when he would remember Radharani and her love and her sentiments and pastimes of Krishna Vrindavan, Vrijendra Nandan, then so many waves of that, and that deep ocean of his love, so many waves would crash, and those crashing of those waves would thrash and throw Mahaprabhu from wall to wall, the Gambhira, and he would grind his face on the wall and crash against the door and fall on the floor and collapse and cut his lips and finally break through the three locked doors and go out to the Singhadwara gate, trying to climb the gate in the middle of the night. Jaga gaga, jaga gaga, jaga gaga, Sham Sundar, Kahan, Kahan. So this concludes Mahaprabhu's explanation of the Shikshastakam prayer, which forms the substance of this Prem Bhajan and Astayam Sadhana and Bhajan Rahasyam. And tomorrow we'll continue with that class.